Hello, loving viewers. This is Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. On this edition, we visit the delightful Tamaki Primary School in Auckland, New Zealand, where the seeds for good health are being planted among the children of the indigenous Māori and Pasifika peoples, who have a rich heritage to share with the world. In addition to standard lessons in reading, writing and arithmetic, Tamaki Primary School is special in that it also teaches students how to grow their own garden vegetables through hands-on experience at school. Let's now travel to Auckland and meet Miss Rhonda Kelly, the school's assistant principal, who will tell us how this inspirational project began.
For a long time, our curriculum has been revolving around healthy bodies, healthy minds, healthy eating. And this was a really practical way that we thought would be able to show the children how to grow their own vegetables and do it all themselves at school and at home.
Wow.
Yeah. So we did our plan, we put forward our submission to the Auckland Area Health Board, and they provided the funding for us. One of the big strengths of our garden is that we do have things like the Cool Kids Cafe, and the vegetables that are produced in the garden go to the Cool Kids Cafe and are made into lunches for the children.
Soon after the Auckland Area Health Board approved and provided the funds, construction of the garden began.
So tell us about getting it started and the children's involvement in that.
Well, we had our contractor come in and do it. The children were monitoring the progress and the stages of the actual building of the garden. That was pretty exciting. And then the initial planting, it happened to be right at the end of winter, which was, well, it was pretty wet, but once spring hit in, we were away growing seeds.
What veggies have you got growing?
At the moment, we've got capsicums, sugar snap peas, broccoli, silver beet, carrots, beetroot. I have to have a good look, but we've got a vast array.
So the children are in here every day?
I open the gates when I come to school, and during the summertime, all I have to do is open the shed and put the watering cans out, and the little ones are out there watering everything in sight. I put the buckets with the spades and little trowels out, and we've probably got hardly any weeds, because every lunchtime they're in here.
Ms. Kelly tells us that in addition to helping students learn about how to plant and care for vegetables, the garden has provided other benefits to them as well.
What's been really nice about the garden is it's given a place for some of our children who don't normally go and play the sports or have lots of friends to play with. It's given them a space to go to in the school. And so it's a real sense of purpose for their play. It's been really nice.
And I understand some of the vegetables go home with children.
They do, particularly things like our silver beet, which is doing extremely well when we've got an overabundance of it. I just come out at lunchtime and cut bags of it, and the children that want it say, "I'll have some," and it waits in the office till 3 o'clock, and they come and pick up their bag of silver beet or broccoli, and it goes home.
The students are responsible for the care and maintenance of the garden. Ms. Kelly next tells us how this is organised.
The way we've worked it out, and it's a roster system, each class has 2 weeks being responsible for the garden. And I actually write a letter to that class at the beginning of the 2 weeks saying thank you for being the garden class this week, and these are the jobs that need to be done. And what the classroom teachers normally do is they will have a little garden group set up in their class, and those children will come out maybe 2 or 3 times a week and go tick down the jobs that have been set for that week.
Let's now talk to some of the students who are busy planting vegetables.
Can you tell me what you're doing at the moment?
We're planting some silver beet seeds to grow in our garden so we can have it in our Cool Kids Cafe one day.
So when these grow, you can eat them with your lunches, is that right?
Yes.
What's your job with the garden?
To look after it and make sure nothing happens to it.
Okay, so you water the garden?
Yep.
What do you enjoy about being in the garden?
I'm enjoying doing all the reading stuff and watering it and make sure that it's all clean, and like get all the rotten parts from the garden and put them in the compost bin. And I like it when we see all the peas and we get to eat them in the garden. And we see all the silver beets and we get to plant new seeds.
When we return, we'll hear more from the children about their experiences in cultivating the school's garden. This is Good People, Good Works on Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Good People, Good Works. We are in Auckland, New Zealand, at the Tāmaki Primary School, where the children grow vegetables in a sustainable garden that are then used in their lunches. Here is more from the students about growing their own vegetables at school.
Have you been taking some of the vegetables home to your house?
Yes, we've been taking silver beets, broccoli, all the vegetables that's been growing around here.
And is Mum happy about that?
Yes, she's very happy.
You're going to plant these, and then what are you doing?
Yeah, we're going to water them, and then we'll wait for a couple of weeks, and then we'll see if they're growing and look after them.
Okay. And what do you enjoy about working in the garden?
When all the plants are growing and ready to go to, I help my mum cook the food. Nearly the whole school's families like are all happy. And get food from school.
What are you doing with that at the moment? You're going to leave that there?
Yes, so they know it's silver beet growing.
Okay, so that shows us that's silver beet.
Yep.
The garden project is a part of the school's comprehensive approach to education for the children of the Māori and Pasifika communities.
A lot of the attraction to come to our school is the fact that we have what we call a wraparound approach to our children, and we look at them as in a holistic manner. The Maoris have a good word for it, wairua, that whole well-being of somebody. And we have got children whose families move away from our school, but they still choose to travel and bring the children to the school because the children are happy here.
The school also uses the beautiful shade trees in its playground to help students maintain and expand their friendships.
One of the lovely things we have in our playground are the friendship seats around the trees outside in the playground. We have a seat that sits around the bottom of the trunk and the children go and sit there. Tell us all about it, Orpha.
When people like are sad, they could just go sit down to calm down. And like, if you want to talk about something good about what you have learned at class, you could just go sit down at the friendship seats.
When someone's like sad, you can just like come to the friendship seats, and someone will like find them and like tell them if they can like come play with them, like to the playground or something.
And like, if you like you're tired from a game, you can just come and sit down and just have a little talk.
The friendship sheets is a good way to find new friends and people you don't know.
The children know that if there's somebody sitting on those seats, that they need a friend or they need someone to come and talk to them. So everybody knows that that's what they're there for.
When the vegetables are ready to harvest, they are brought into the Cool Kids Cafe and served as part of the lunch menu. Let's visit the cafeteria to talk to the children about eating the vegetables they have grown with their own hands.
This is the Cool Kids Cafe, and in the mornings, kids come in order. Then during lunchtime, we set up the tables, then the kids come and get their food.
We have some menus and then we have like rules like go wash your hands before you eat, don't run.
When the plants grow from the garden and then it comes to the cafe, and then the cafe feeds the children and they will be healthy.
My favourite veggie is tomatoes.
I like silver beet when it's cooked.
I like broccoli when it's cooked.
And I like silver beet when it's like cooked in boiled water.
Believe it! Go green! Save the planet!
Tamaki School has plans to expand its garden project.
For the future, we're looking at planting some things that are more culturally relevant to the children, like taro. In New Zealand, it's really hard to grow taro for its root, but a lot of our families do grow it at home for the leaves, which are used in cooking. One of our other future ideas is to plant some fruit trees in the school grounds, things like feijoas, guavas that grow, are easy care, no maintenance sort of plants for us to grow. They will provide fruit for the kids.
Not only has the garden produced healthy vegetables, but it has created a peaceful atmosphere for the children.
And what changes have you noticed in the children as a result of the garden?
The garden has given the children somewhere else to go if they're feeling a bit angst or not happy. It's another place to go, another space, where they can work cooperatively with other people, but also have space on their own if they need it.
What a wonderful haven of holistic education, peace and health. Many thanks to Tamaki Primary School for allowing us to come and visit their splendid vegetable garden. May the kind-hearted staff, the gentle students and their beautiful garden continue to flourish and grow together. Thank you for joining us for today's edition of Good People, Good Works, airing Sundays on Supreme Master Television. Please now stay tuned for the world around us. Up next, after noteworthy news. May your life be filled with heaven's love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GPGW.